Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about helping their children understand right from wrong and develop a sense of fairness. And I want you to know, this is one of the most important conversations we can have. If you're wondering how to guide your 4 or 5-year-old through this magical stage of moral development, you're in exactly the right place. So settle in, maybe grab a cozy cup of tea, and let's talk about this together. First, I want you to know something wonderful. Your child asking questions about fairness, your child noticing when things don't seem right, your child wanting to understand the difference between good choices and not so good choices, that's not a problem to fix. That's development unfolding exactly as it should. Ages 4 to 5 represent one of the most pivotal windows in your child's life for understanding concepts of fairness, kindness, and ethical behavior. The magic book taught me something beautiful about this stage. Your little one's brain is actively constructing their understanding of social norms and ethical behavior right now. They're watching everything you do, listening to how you explain things, and building their own internal compass for what feels right and what doesn't. Isn't that amazing? Research from child development experts shows us that preschoolers at this age are remarkably capable of understanding equality principles when we present them in developmentally appropriate ways. Dr. Marcus Paulus, a developmental psychologist, discovered that young children develop their views on fairness through observation and social learning. They're like little scientists, watching the world around them and forming their own understanding of how things should be. And here's something the National Academies of Sciences wants you to know. Ages 4 to 5 truly represent a critical period for developing concepts of right and wrong. With consistent, warm guidance, children develop an internal moral compass that will guide them throughout their entire lives. You're not just teaching rules right now. You're helping your child build the foundation for lifelong ethical understanding and compassionate behavior toward others. So how do we support this beautiful development? Let me share what the magic book and research both tell us. First, model the values you wish to teach. Your child is watching you navigate the world, and they're learning from every interaction. When you treat others with kindness, when you admit your own mistakes, when you talk about fairness in everyday situations, you're teaching more powerfully than any lecture ever could. Children learn best when adults show them what values look like in action. Second, provide age-appropriate reasoning for rules. Instead of just saying, "because I said so," take a moment to explain why something matters. We share our toys because it helps everyone have fun together. We tell the truth because trust is important in our family. When children understand the reasoning behind rules, they begin to internalize those values rather than just following commands. Third, create opportunities for your child to practice fairness in everyday situations. Let them help divide snacks equally among siblings. Ask them what they think would be fair when conflicts arise. Give them chances to make small ethical decisions. Every time they practice, their moral reasoning muscles grow stronger. And here's something beautiful. Research shows that when parents respond with warmth, consistency, and clear explanations rather than harsh discipline, moral development flourishes. Your gentle, patient approach isn't being too soft. It's exactly what your child's developing brain needs to truly understand and internalize these important concepts. The magic book also reminds us that children at this age are learning to consider others' perspectives. They're developing what researchers call theory of mind, the ability to understand that other people have thoughts and feelings different from their own. This is huge for moral development. When your child can imagine how someone else might feel, they can begin to understand why kindness and fairness matter. Now, let me tell you about a story that beautifully illustrates these concepts. It's called The Magic Paintbrush, and it's one of my favorites for teaching about moral reasoning and making good choices. In this story, a kind-hearted boy named Ma Liang receives a magical paintbrush that brings his paintings to life. Can you imagine? Anything he paints becomes real. But here's where the story becomes so powerful. Ma Liang must choose between using his magical gift to help people in need or to serve a greedy emperor who wants to use the paintbrush for his own selfish purposes. When Ma Liang chooses to help the poor people instead of the emperor, children witness a clear example of moral reasoning and making the right choice even when it's difficult. They see that having power or special abilities comes with responsibility. They learn that true goodness means using what we have to help others, not just ourselves. After you read this story with your child, you might ask them, why do you think Ma Liang chose to help the poor people instead of the emperor? What would you do if you had a magic paintbrush? These conversations open up such beautiful opportunities to talk about fairness, kindness, and making good choices. The magic book whispers this truth. Stories give children a safe space to explore moral concepts. Through characters like Ma Liang, they can think about right and wrong without feeling judged or pressured. They can imagine themselves in these situations and consider what they would do. Stories are gentle teachers, and they work beautifully alongside your own loving guidance. I also want to remind you of something important. Your child won't get this perfect right away, and that's completely normal. Moral development is a journey that continues throughout childhood and beyond. There will be moments when your child makes selfish choices, when they struggle with sharing, when they test boundaries. That's not failure. That's learning. When those moments happen, and they will, respond with patience and empathy. Help your child understand the impact of their choices. Ask questions that encourage them to think about others' feelings. Guide them toward better choices next time. Every mistake is an opportunity for growth. The research is so clear on this. Children whose parents provide patient, empathetic guidance about fairness and ethical behavior show stronger moral reasoning skills and more pro-social behavior as they grow. Your gentle, consistent teaching during these preschool years creates the foundation for lifelong ethical understanding and compassionate behavior toward others. You're doing something truly beautiful right now. You're not just raising a child. You're helping a little human develop the moral compass that will guide them through life. You're teaching them that kindness matters, that fairness is important, that their choices affect others. And you're doing it with love and patience. The magic book and I believe in you, we see the care you're putting into this. We know that some days are harder than others, that sometimes you wonder if you're doing it right. But here's what I want you to know. The fact that you're here, seeking guidance, asking questions, wanting to support your child's moral development, that tells me everything I need to know about the kind of parent you are. You can find The Magic Paintbrush and many other stories that support moral development in the Book of Inara. Each story is crafted with love to help children understand important concepts like fairness, kindness, and making good choices. And they're designed to spark those beautiful conversations between you and your child. Remember, wonderful parent, you're not alone in this journey. The Magic Book and I are always here for you. Keep modeling kindness. Keep explaining your reasoning. Keep creating opportunities for your child to practice fairness. Keep responding with warmth and patience. You're doing beautifully, with love and starlight, Inara.